Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about, are you dealing with a covert narcissist? Okay. They're very hard to spot. They're very hard to detect. A lot of times when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, you won't even realize you're dealing with a covert narcissist until time goes by and you educate yourself on what a covert narcissist is. A lot of times people get married to covert narcissists and they deal with the behaviors that covert narcissists give them, such as the silent treatment, the sarcasm, you know, the little digs here and there. And they don't put it together and say to themselves, you know what? I'm dealing with a covert narcissist. Now, covert narcissists can come in many different forms. It could be a partner. It could be a mother-in-law. It could be a father-in-law. It could be a sibling. It could be a narcissistic parent. It could be a covert narcissistic boss or coworkers that are very snaky in the workplace to try to get ahead. But one of the things you got to realize, whether you're dealing with a covert narcissist, is number one, this, you guys, and I've dealt with, believe me when I tell you, I've dealt with my share of covert narcissists. I know these people like the back of my hand. And when I was dealing with the people that I was dealing with, okay, that were covert narcissists, I didn't recognize right away that they were a covert narcissist or even that they were toxic. Because back then, who knew about what narcissism really meant, okay? You just figured, okay, well, this is their way of dealing with conflict. You know, maybe I'm wrong. You start to second guess yourself. They gaslight you. And the worst thing that can happen when somebody gaslights you is you doubt yourself. And this is exactly what narcissists do, especially covert narcissists. Because when you deal with a covert narcissist, the first thing that you got to recognize is that a covert narcissist is fake, phony, and snaky. Okay? When you think of a covert narcissist, just think of somebody that's fake. All right? They're going to be the kind that, you know, play the golden person, the good guy. You know, they put on this fake phony facade in front of others that, you know, they're this wonderful person. They're so giving, you know, so that if you ever have a falling out with that covert narcissist, guess who everybody's going to side with? They're going to side with the covert narcissist because the covert narcissist put on a phony facade that they were a good-hearted person and they were giving and they're always trying to help people. Okay, this is all a fake persona that the covert narcissist makes so that they look good in everybody's eyes. Okay, but a covert narcissist, like a lot of narcissists, are very insecure. Okay, they're jealous. They're envious. They don't want to see you do better than them. Okay. But the thing, when you think covert narcissist, what you need to think is they don't show their hand. Okay. They don't show their hand. But you're going to know that you're dealing with a covert narcissist because you're going to get a gut feeling, all right, that something's not right with them. They try to come off as authentic. But deep down, you see with their behaviors and their actions that they really aren't authentic. They really aren't speaking the truth. And you need to trust your gut, you guys. Never, ever doubt your gut. Your gut is always right. So here's the thing. When you deal with covert narcissists or any narcissist for that matter, you need to be focused. Okay, you need to be focused with these people. You have to know what you've said to them. You have to know the facts on something. So that the reason that I tell you this is because when you confront a covert narcissist about something and they are getting called out on something, what's the first thing that they're going to do? They're going to gaslight you. They're going to tell you that didn't happen like that. Or you don't know what you're talking about, or you're hypersensitive or you're crazy or something like that. And what are you going to do? You're going to go back and you're going to think about this and you're going to say, well, am I sensitive? Am I not? And this is why I tell you, when you deal with somebody that you feel is a covert narcissist, you got to be up on your game, okay? You have to know your facts and know what you're talking about. You have to educate yourself on things. You have to recognize when somebody is gaslighting you. And the way you recognize that somebody is gaslighting you is that they're causing confusion in your brain, okay? That you see something, what they did, but now they're trying to gaslight you and make you think like, well, that didn't happen like that. Or what they love to say is, well, I don't remember, or that didn't happen that way, or I really don't know. I honestly don't know what you're talking about. This is how they try to weasel their way out of taking accountability, okay? Do not buy it. Do not argue back and forth. If you are not getting the truth from them, then you have to say to yourself, ding, 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 I'm dealing with somebody who's gaslighting me. I'm dealing with somebody who's toxic, and I'm dealing with somebody who can't speak the truth, because I saw that happen, and you're not going to make me question my own judgment, okay? You've got to believe in yourself, you guys, and you got to know what you're talking about. That's why research, you know, you have to stay focused. Like I said, you have to stay focused. The more focused you are, the more you have to say to yourself, nah, this is not flying with me. They're not going to come back and say that didn't happen, or I saw it differently, or I didn't remember. No, okay? And how you handle that is you don't go back and forth with them. You just let them know, well, we could agree to disagree. That is letting them know that you are standing your ground, that they are not going to put that seed of doubt into your brain, which they want to do. They want you to second guess your judgment. Don't do it, okay? Now, another thing that a covert narcissist loves to do, okay, is they love to give you the silent treatment. This is their form of emotional abuse. I've dealt with this. Oh my God, I can't tell you how many years I dealt with this. All right. Where I was dealing with somebody that would give me the silent treatment. I got their back on the couch all day long. I'd be sitting there begging them, like, what's wrong? They tell me nothing's wrong. They'd put a face on at a family party. This is all passive aggressive. And when you think of a covert narcissist, think of somebody who cannot sit and communicate and be, you know, transparent and tell you how they feel. A covert narcissist will not tell you how they really feel inside, because they're a shell of a person. They're afraid to put their ego on the line. They're afraid to show any kind of vulnerability because they're afraid, you know, to be wrong. They have such a fragile ego. So what do? They deflect, they deflect, they deflect. This is what a covert narcissist does. And one of the ways they deflect is through the silent treatment, okay? Or when you call them out on something, they tell you, you don't know what you're talking about, and they walk out of the room, okay? Then they go silent on you. Might be a couple days, might be a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. And guess what? They come back like nothing ever happened. They don't even bring up the argument, because to bring up the argument means that they have to deal with shame and be, you know, accountable for doing something wrong. So they make like nothing ever happens, okay? You can't let these people get away with that, okay? When they decide to come back, you need to let them know, are you ready to discuss the issue? And if they still can't discuss the issue, or they can't, you know, speak the truth, then you have to reevaluate whether you could have a relationship with somebody that can't be truthful and transparent. And this is the problem with the covert narcissist. Now, another thing I need to bring up about covert narcissists, all right? Some of the most dangerous narcissists out there are covert malignant narcissists. These are people that could be very, very dangerous, and you don't see it coming, okay? They could be dangerous in a lot of ways. They could be dangerous physically. They can be dangerous in the sense financially. They can clean out bank accounts. They could, you know, they could try to bully you and everything like that. They put on an act like nothing's wrong, and then all of a sudden they explode on you. This happens a lot of times if you're dealing with a covert malignant narcissist, all right? They're very dangerous, you guys. And when you're dealing with somebody who's a malignant narcissist, you don't play around with that person. You just, you know, you appease them till you get out of there so that you're safe, okay? You don't take a malignant narcissist on head on or you're putting yourself in danger, all right? You have to just make a note and say, I need a plan to get out and I don't let them know that I'm getting out because that's when I'm in danger, all right? But a covert narcissist, the reason that they're so deadly and dangerous is because you never really, you know, it takes a very sharp individual that's had experience in dealing with narcissists to really spot them, all right? And the way you're going to spot these people is not by what comes out of their mouths. Oh my God, I got to repeat this like 1,000 times, all right? I don't care what the narcissist says to you, okay? What is their behavior telling you? Are they doing what they're saying? Is it matching up? Okay. Or are they just telling you one thing and doing another and then gaslighting you? Okay. And still getting away with what they're getting away with because you don't have a boundary up. And what does that mean with a boundary? That means that you let that person know that if their behavior, if they're still, you know, doing something that they shouldn't be doing, that's crossing your boundaries, that if they continue to do that, you will not be there. There has to be a consequence. And this is the problem in so many relationships. People have boundaries, but there's no consequence. They'll just sit there and say, well, you better not do that again. Or I'm telling you now, you better not do that again. They sit there, they threaten, they argue. The narcissist, you know, will appease them or deflect the situation. And then they go for a little while and it keeps happening again and again and again and again. And guess what? You're still there. You're still there. So what does that mean if you're still there? That means that your boundary doesn't mean anything to the narcissist. That means that they could say and do whatever they want and you're still there. There's no consequence. You've got to, you know, it's like dealing with a child, okay, that you're trying to discipline a child. There's got to be a consequence or the child is still going to break the rules. It's like when a child's in school, you know, if they cut class or they have a certain amount of absences or something, there's consequences to those breaking those rules. And it's the same thing in a relationship. There's got to be consequences when dealing with a narcissist. There's got to be, you know, okay, you know, you get one warning. And then if they continue to do it, you've got to be able to disengage and walk away. And decide what you can live with and what you can't live with. Because when you're dealing with a narcissist, it's a power play, okay? They want the control, they want the power, okay? And they're gonna push as far as you let them. It's up to you. It's up to you to live under what meets your standards and your rules. Not what meets their standards and rules, but what meets your standards and rules. You've got to meet somewhere in the middle with them, but they've got to be able to compromise as well. And if they can't compromise as well, you're going to be in a very difficult type of relationship where you're going to have somebody that's doing whatever they want, okay? And when you're dealing with a covert narcissist is playing games. A covert narcissist is a game player. They're worse than overt narcissists because at least with the overt narcissist, they're going to speak their mind. They're going to tell you when they're pissed off. They're going to let you know. You're going to know generally, most of the time, you're going to know where that you stand with an overt narcissist. With a covert narcissist, you're always going to wonder what's going on in their brain. You're always going to wonder, are they okay? Are they still holding it from that fight we had last week? You know, and you're not going to know till time progresses and you see their behavior. If they have an attitude, if they're giving you little cutting remarks or something like that. If they tell you, oh, that was just a joke or something like that. Okay. That is all, you know, That's all nonsense. They're giving you nonsense. They're playing games with you, okay? And you don't sit there and go back and forth and play games back with them. When they start that kind of nonsense with you, you disengage. You let them know that, you know what? I'm not going to deal with you unless you're transparent. When you decide to be transparent, then come to the table and we'll talk. Until then, I have nothing to say to you, okay? You don't sit there and question your own judgment and have them give you brain fog because of the gaslighting. You have to say to yourself, no, I'm being gaslit here, okay? I'm being gaslit here, and you know what? I have to hold strong. And you know what? A narcissist is going to know who they can play with and who they can't, all right? They're going to know who's got that self-confidence and self-worth and who doesn't. And when you're somebody who has a lot of self-confidence, a lot of self-worth, and you don't put up with nonsense, guess what? A narcissist knows it. They know it. They know whose buttons they could push and whose buttons they can't push. And it's going to be very difficult to get along with a narcissist if they can't be transparent with you, if you're the type of self-confident type of person that doesn't put up with nonsense. But if you're somebody who lets things go all the time, the more you let things go, the more they're going to push for more and more and more because you don't have strong boundaries. More they're going to gaslight you and try to confuse your brain and say, no, you don't know what you're talking about. That didn't happen. Or, you know, I think you're not remembering that right or something like that. You have to hold strong, you know, you have to hold strong and be like, no, it happened like that. But you know what? We could agree to disagree. But when you're ready to speak the truth, you let me know. That's letting them know that, you know what? You're sure yourself. You don't self-doubt yourself. And they know that they can't play with you, okay? So this podcast, I went a little bit off tangent, but I wanted to talk mostly about the covert narcissist because covert narcissist, in some, you guys, they're passive aggressive. They won't let you know deep down how they're feeling. They put on a fake phony facade, all right? They try to get back at you with the silent treatment, stonewalling you, gaslighting you, okay? This is how they get you back. They may also pacify you and say, no, you're right. You're right. You know, and be sarcastic. They love to be sarcastic with you. All right. This is their indirect way to kind of give it to you and be like, oh yeah, you know it all and everything like that. That's a covert's way of kind of talking down to you and being sarcastic to you. This is what they do. And you need to recognize when somebody is doing that. All right. The other thing with a covert narcissist, okay, is a lot of times, like I said, they put that fake phony facade. They're the ones that will pretend to be religious, but that don't follow the principles of, you know, being a good person, all right? They'll talk about how they believe in God and God's principles and everything like that, but they don't live by God's principles, okay? Just because somebody goes to church, it doesn't make them a good person if they're not living it in their everyday life and showing kindness to other human beings, all right? Whether it's church, synagogue, the mosque, or wherever, okay? You have to, you know, you can't just talk the talk. You have to walk the walk. And this is exactly what a covert narcissist, you know, doesn't do. They'll talk the talk. They put on a fake phony facade about how, oh, I could help you out with this or I could help you out with that. And then when you have a problem, guess what? They're nowhere to be found. Okay? So everything that came out of their mouth doesn't mean anything. I just coached a girl who was dealing with a guy who was in a long distance relationship, telling her he wanted to marry her. She visited him. He visited her, but he wasn't fully divorced, she found out, and she wanted him to have a plan to get out and everything like that. And guess what he did? He started breadcrumbing her. Why? Because she put his back against the wall, because he put on a fake, phony facade And meanwhile, this is so typical, you guys, with these long distance relationships. I keep telling you, it's not real, all right? It's not real. Talking to somebody on the phone or video chat is not the same as seeing that person day to day and seeing what they're doing. People can live a totally separate life and you wouldn't even know it. They could be married, have a girlfriend, and be living a separate online long distance relationship with you, okay? So they're very, very tricky. So this is exactly what happened to her. She was dealing with a covert type of narcissist that was putting on a fake phony facade, pretending to be all into her, pretending that he wanted to marry her, saw her twice. She's been talking to him for 5 years, you know, and she said to me, oh, you know, he said how much he loves me and everything like that. And I told her, I said, listen, I don't care what he says to you. What he says to you doesn't matter. It's what he shows you over a period of time. You've only seen this guy twice. That's nothing. He didn't even take you to his house when you went to visit. You stayed at his parents' house when they were away. So that right there is shady, 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 shady. And that's exactly what a covert narcissist is. They're shady, underhanded, and they don't show their hand. So it's up to you to see through these people and stop thinking that they're going to be 100% upfront with you, okay? There's a lot of shady people in this world, you guys. I hate to be like so, you know, passionate about this, but I'm trying to help people. There's so many shady people in this world, and they're not going to come out and tell you how they really feel. It's up to you. It's up to you to spot those red flags. When they're saying something and they're not doing another. When they're not consistent, okay? When they're preaching something and they're not following by the rules or something like that. When they're doing behaviors like they gaslight you and they're not being clear with you. When they're trying to emotionally abuse you by the silent treatment. No, nonsense. We're not dealing with the silent treatment, okay? You want to be silent? Then go be silent and make sure you stay silent, okay? Don't be coming back, because if you can't sit there and talk straight and be, you know, transparent and fluid, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you aren't a straight up type of person that is speaking the truth. And this is what I need to tell you guys. You want to be in a healthy relationship? Then you need to be with a straight up person that speaks the truth, okay? And is not this fragile, insecure person that you never know where you stand, okay? Or they hide things from you. God forbid you ever get married to somebody like that. Believe me, trust me when I tell you, okay? I'm speaking from experience. It'll be a nightmare, all right? So recognize these things, you guys. I hope that helps you in recognizing a covert narcissist. Have a great day. And please share the podcast, you guys. Share, share, share. If you're having trouble in your relationship, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who's a narcissist and you're really confused, you don't know what to do, you need some advice or some clarity, well, I offer email and also phone coaching. Please go to the podcast description for the link on how to get email or phone coaching, or maybe you just have a question that you need answered. All questions will be answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description where it tells you how Yaz can answer your questions. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.